Yeah. How long you been married?
8 years. Oh,
Oh, she don't look old enough if she's been married 8 years.
Oh, good. Keep telling me that. I'm about to be 30. So, you know, this is the time I'm supposed to have the big trauma. I haven't had it yet, but then I haven't had my birthday yet either.
My granddaughter's 33, and she hasn't married yet.
Is that right? Well,
no, she's been engaged about 3 times. And I often just think, well, her first love affair, it was broken up, and I just think that she never could adjust herself to marry.
Uh-huh. Well, she may not want to do that.
She may meet somebody sometime.
Yeah.
An older man, maybe.
Well, I really think now that it's possible for a lot more people, men and women, to be happy single than it used to be. It used to be you just about had to have a family. Not just be married, but have kids, too, in order to be happy. But I don't think
and it's
true
not,
so much.
Like I told Ann, I said, Ann, there are too many children in this world anyway that are not wanted.
Yeah.
And I said, people are using more common sense about building up a family than they used to. And she's working on her doctor's degree in psychology.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Is she here? In
Dallas, and she works part-time and goes to school part-time.
Where does she go to school? Where does she go to school?
I think she's going to SMU now.
Well, that costs a lot of money. Mm-hmm. SMU's expensive.
And, this first boy she's engaged to, well, both families were against it because he wanted to be a doctor and he had 7 years in front of him, you know, and all that sort of thing. And they were both so young, but I don't think she ever got over it, really.
Huh. Well, did he go on and become a doctor?
Yes, and married.
Uh huh.
But I think he married a nurse, which I think is a pretty good idea.
Uh huh. Yeah.
They understand each other better.
I have a friend who's married to a doctor, and he's just gone all the time, you know. And she never knows when to put dinner on the table.
And it must be an awful hard life for a doctor's wife, but I imagine a nurse would understand more.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Let me ask you some more stuff about farms. Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you milked the cows? Besides the barn?
I don't think so. You see, I was so young.
Yeah.
I was 6 when we left the farm.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever keep pigs?
No, I think my mother's family did.
Uh-huh.
Because she just mentioned one time, she said, there's nothing cuter than a little tiny pig. She used to like, now to me that's it.
Whatever you like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, last summer, my dog, who is a mutt, a flop-eared mutt, he lost a bunch of hair because he had some skin disease.
Oh.
And for a while there, he looked sort of like a pig because he had lost so much hair. I thought, boy, that's all I need, you know, a pet pig. Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Well, I think they had what they called coolers.
Yeah.
You know, they'd have what they called cheesecloth.
Mm-hmm.
They had a rack, and they had what they called cheesecloth, and to keep it cool, and they'd keep water some way that would keep that cloth wet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them used wells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd have these canteens, or whatever you call them, and on a rope or something, and they'd let them down so far in this well to keep cool.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.